Live.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control, toll free, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have got live streaming there for you, including the broadband version of the show, as well as the not-so-broadband version. So everybody who's online can listen totally free. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information, call them up, 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We are inside hour number two of the program here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, so plenty of chances for you to get interactive with us. And I know that you had an issue, Manwich, that you wanted to bring up.
Well, yeah, I do. I was reading this today, and I thought of you. It's off
That's so sweet.
Well, it really wasn't, no. It's off of s2report.com. Florida homeowners want stronger building codes. A recent survey of 800 Florida homeowners conducted for the Institute of Business and Home Safety, that's the IBHS for short, revealed that 83% of homeowners felt that the Florida building codes were very important in reducing hurricane damage. But 40% of those surveyed did not feel current building codes were strong enough. Of those surveyed, 53% said they had taken steps to better prevent hurricane damage in their homes, and a significant 72% felt very or moderately concerned about the threat of hurricane damage. No doubt, we had four hurricanes last year.
Wait, what was the total percentage that wanted stronger codes?
83%.
83%, okay.
Lines.
Okay. Of 800 people, got it.
Of 800 people, yeah.
All right.
And it's enough people to do a survey by.
Mm-hmm. Sure, it's scientifically valid.
Now, I'm not saying I necessarily want better hurricane codes. I've survived hurricanes in houses, never been in a house that was less than 30 years old during a hurricane.
But have you ever really been in a hurricane?
Things they've called hurricanes.
Yeah, I've lived here my whole life, and I know I'm about a decade behind you, but of the time that I've spent here...
No hurricanes, really.
Not really. I mean, we had one come through that was like a tropical storm.
Yeah, there's and, really
a big a couple trees knocked down, maybe a few power lines were down, but maybe
that's
a town.
The whole town.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't anything like what happened.
It was an old tree and an old power line.
Right. It wasn't anything like what happened to some areas of Florida this year. So you and I have never really been through a real hurricane.
And a lot of these people seem to want their houses to actually survive the hurricanes.
Yeah, not likely. Not if you get a direct hit. You've got, that's tough. You're dealing with forces of nature that steel bars and things like that just have a tough time with.
They say that pine needles stick in trees, the wind gets going so fast. I can't imagine what it would take to stick a pine needle into the trunk of a tree.
Either. I don't know. I've never heard the pine needle thing, but if you've heard it, then it must be true.
It's true that I heard it.
I've definitely seen things sticking in through trees that are larger than pine needles that are frightening looking at.
I've seen houses raised to their... raised in the sense...
Destroyed.
I shouldn't even...
Terrible word, isn't it?
It's awful. I don't know why
R-A-Z-E-D.
I've seen houses knocked down to their foundations.
Demolished. How about that one?
Yeah, from... Right. But don't use decimated.
Okay.
Because that means a tenth of it was knocked down.
All right.
Funny words here on Free Talk Live.
The English language is very interesting.
Yeah. I've seen houses knocked down to their foundations in the Andrew hurricane.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing. But anyway, when you say the market will correct for things, I wonder about houses. Mm-hmm. It seems like home builders can be here and gone, and... like, for instance, I buy a house. I've never bought a brand new house.
Right.
I buy a house. How am I protected from the home builder? I don't even know the home builder that built my house or any of the houses I've owned. And I've owned, personally, about five houses.
So why haven't you looked into it if you're so concerned?
Where would you even find that information?
I have no idea.
Me either.
But it's obviously not that concerning because you haven't bothered to.
Well, I'm
just
saying,
buy the house so you can turn it over in a few years and make some money on it.
That's generally what I do.
Right, you buy the house, you get the insurance, you take the risk, and you move along.
So, if houses aren't built up to some code or another, what's to say that?
If they're old, they're not. I mean, they're grandfathered in.
They're built into some code. They're just
built into the 1950s code. Yeah.
Well, I don't have a 50s code. I do. What I'm saying is there's some code out there or another, even the 1950s code that they were built to.
Right.
And at least you know that there's some modicum of stability
in
the
house. Interesting that you bring this up, because we've had a bit of a debate on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system at freetalklive.com about restaurant inspections. Mm-hmm. So it's a very similar issue. As far as, well, there's a given set of standards. I mean, at least you know that when you go into the restaurant, there's standards there. Somebody in the government has laid out a bare minimum of protections that you're supposed to have, and you know that going into restaurants. But that doesn't protect you from the angry cook that's mad that you sent back the steak, so he's going to throw it on the floor before he puts it back on the plate. It doesn't protect you from the staff members that are angry at you for whatever reason. They urinate or defecate in your food or in the special sauce or whatever. It doesn't protect any of that stuff.
Well, yeah,
you find out that the inspectors come around once a year at best, and it's typically an announced inspection.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when you're dealing with home building, you have announced inspections,
but
from what I've been told.
They aren't the inspectors inspecting restaurants are inspecting how the restaurant looks today, whereas a home inspector is inspecting, you know, how is the home built. You can't change that. You know, restaurants you can clean up.
I wish that again, I'm not a home builder. I don't have a lot of expertise on this, but I've got a general contractor that does a lot of work for me,
mm-hmm.
and he listens to the show frequently, so maybe he'll call in at 800-259-9231 and clue you in to just how great these inspections are and how safe they keep you, man. Which, boy, let's see, if the government can't keep drugs out of its own prisons, and the government can't do anything right for the most part, what makes you think that they're protecting you from squat? Really, what makes you think that the government rules are what's protecting you from hurricanes?
I think that a lot of the home builders, they adhere to the government rules just of their... They just do it.
Well, they don't want to get a bad reputation. It's not necessarily because of the government rules, and this is where the market would come in.
Let's be clear, the shingles weren't being... the shingles were being shot down with staples before you had the coil gun rule in the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how the way to put down shingles was staple guns, rather than these coil guns that put down nails instead.
Okay.
And I don't know why that's better. I guess it keeps shingles from ripping off or something. But, so that's the way it was being done. It was changed because of the code.
Mm-hmm.
The code was, it changed the way shingles were being put down.
Right. So what you're saying is that without government regulations, that we'd still be attaching roofs with staples. That's what you're saying. You're saying that without government regulation, there'd be no advancement whatsoever.
I think
in
a lot of people would not know better and then choose the cheap staple method. And
their loss. That's their risk. In the free market, you have to buyer beware. In any market, even in this so-called protected market.
That's just for the re-shingle.
Even in the so-called protected market, you still have to caveat mTOR, man, which, if you don't do your research into the kind of house you're buying, you're going to get screwed. You're going to get some crappy 2x4 house with paper-thin walls, and they're just going to be cutting costs all over the place, and you're not going to have any idea what you're doing. If you don't take the time to do research into what you're buying, it is inevitable that you're going to get ripped off. Doesn't matter how much level of protection there is, and I'm not just talking about hurricane protection, I just mean just in general. It's up to you to do the research and to suggest that you should be able to have some government bureaucracy cover for you and protect you from making bad buying decisions is totally wrong, and it's against what your principles should be. Manwich?
I like the idea that my houses are built in a certain fashion, and that I know that that's going to be the case.
You should know that that's going to be the case. Hire a third-party inspection firm.
I do on every house I buy.
Well, there you go. That's what helps you out. You're a smart buyer. You check things out before you buy them. But if you didn't hire that third-party inspection firm, then you'd be taking more risk.
I think you have to when you get a mortgage.
Well, yeah, you have to, but it would be common sense if you didn't have to. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. If you're a builder, if you're somebody who has experience here, chime in 800-259-9231. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
AM If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control toll-free, 800-259-9231. We are inside hour number two of the program, and as usual, anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, whatever. Thanks for that, man.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Hey, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. You can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com because we've got the bulletin board system there with literally thousands of posts for you to surf around through and hundreds of people interacting. It's our digital playground, and it's free at freetalklive.com. So, Manwich is here playing the soccer mom role tonight. The I need nanny state to protect me. I'm so scared about buying houses, and I'm worried that I won't be protected without building codes. That's what you're saying. That's your position tonight, that without the government minimum standards of building codes, your house is just going to blow away in an easy summer breeze. I mean, you're so scared, man, which it's really pathetic watching you do this.
Thanks. Thanks a lot,
yeah.
You flaming jackass.
Watch your language. There's kids out there.
Sorry. Excuse me. But my point is that cars, perhaps you keep for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Refrigerators, 8.
Okay.
Nothing you keep like you keep a house.
Right.
Nothing's supposed to last like a house is supposed to last.
Sure.
It seems to me like there definitely need to be minimum standards for a house. Now, I'm not saying, you know, like maybe there'd be a free market solution for it. I certainly believe that.
Of course there would be. I mean, it may not be the same minimum standards. Each company may hire a different third-party inspector firm, or maybe the same third-party inspector firm will go around to the different sites. Maybe there'll be
like
one big
United
one.
United Laboratories or whatever it is.
Yeah, like United Home Laboratories or whatever you want to call it. Manwich Housing Inspections Incorporated. No, there. It would be in the company's best interest. See, you seem to think that without the government inspectors, that these housing companies are just going to cut costs and they're going to screw people over.
Some of them are.
People still get screwed over today. I mean, there are still fly-by-night builders that will, you know, build a home for you and then disappear. And you can't get any warranty work from them because they're gone. And they've given you a shell of a home. I mean, this kind of stuff happens today. I mean, with all the licensing and so-called protection, we still have lowlifes out there running businesses. Now, the free market is not going to solve that problem. It's not. I mean, there's always going to be people that are trying to take advantage. There's no perfect system. There's always going to be somebody who gets ripped off. But even in a ripoff, you hopefully will learn from what you experienced and not ever have that happen to you again. Now, when it comes to buying a home, since it is such an important process, since it is a lifelong thing in some people's cases, or at least a multi-year thing, it is very important for you to do your research, to find out what you're getting into. I kind of bumbled into it a bit myself, personally, but I wasn't buying a new home. So, I mean, at least I know the house that I was buying had been around for 50 years already. I mean, when you're buying a new home, I would think you'd have to be extra careful about what you do.
I would also think that in buying a new home that the... I don't know. I've never bought a brand new home.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume that the mortgage companies would figure out... The mortgage companies have to protect themselves, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only are you going to own a home for the next 30 years, but so is the mortgage company.
That's a good point. And so, therefore, the mortgage company is going to require that you do certain things. You made the point last segment that mortgage companies today require that you get a third-party home inspection before mm-hmm. before they'll sign with you.
Yeah.
So it would just be more of that. Look, if you want my money, you've got to do that. You've got to hire these guys and these guys. And whoa, wait a minute! You're hiring Manwich & Co. to build your house? Hey, we're not gonna. No, we're not going to fund that.
Well,
I mean, they might know. The mortgage companies would know who's good and who's bad.
Manwich & Company would disappear, and then a new corporation mm-hmm. would spring up in its
place.
Well,
a mortgage company might say, look, we're not going to fund you unless you go with one of these established home builders.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go with one of these newbies, then you just have to come up with the cash yourself. Or go to Amscot. You know, that's. I think there would be plenty of free market solutions here to the problem. All you have to do is open your mind, Manwich, and think outside of the box. In fact, this isn't even one of the more difficult ones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have trouble with the private roads idea, but this one's pretty easy because a lot of the mechanisms that you're looking for are there.
Yeah, they're in place.
They're there already. It's just a matter of letting the free market handle it instead of these worthless government inspectors. I've got a good friend who's a contractor. I mentioned him last segment. He used to work in New Jersey. He used to do a lot of work up in New Jersey. And it varies, apparently, you know, depending on where you live. And it varies on depending on who the bureaucrat is that comes by to inspect your property or inspect the job that's going on. But as you can imagine, on the low end of that variation scale, you've got the guy that pulls up to the house, steps out of his vehicle, says, well, looks like you're doing a fine job. See you later.
And then sign some stuff for you.
Yeah. Sign on the dotted line. There's your permit. Okay, see ya. Because they don't care. I mean, some of them might. There might be a few of them that do. But seriously, how many bureaucrats have you met that really take their job seriously?
Well,
that really care
some of them
about doing the right thing?
Some of them have certainly had corn cobs placed where it would have been uncomfortable.
We used to know a guy named Scott the Burnout. who used to work with the Florida Citrus Commission.
You love this story.
And, well, it's such a great example. I mean, I like Scott the Burnout. He's fine. I mean, he's a good guy. He worked in radio. We worked with him, and he was good at doing radio. And he was also good at being a bureaucrat because they hired him to go inspect orange trees here in the state of Florida.
Yeah.
On the orange groves to protect you, Manwich, from, what, citrus canker and the other nasty stuff that trees can get?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now and then he'd go and hang some. He'd go and check because sometimes in citrus trees here in Florida they've got these little insect traps.
Mediterranean fruit fly traps, yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah, right. That's probably one of the things they trap. And they check them, and they check them for certain bugs. And if certain bugs show up, then they have to quarantine.
So. Yeah, if they start burning citrus trees,
it goes crazy. So his job was to do this and to protect Floridians and the rest of the country from nasty citrus. Well, he would do a little of it every week. He'd go and check a hanger, get back in his truck, and then he'd drive around and smoke marijuana and drive around and smoke marijuana and drive around a little more. His job requirement was not that he go and do a bunch of different trees and check a bunch of different plantations. It was that he put 150 miles on his truck a day.
I knew somebody. She was a waitress at a place that I used to frequent, and she had that same job at one point or another, and I guess I asked too many questions because I asked her, well, if she said she liked that job so much, doing that job, and I'm like, well, what did you like about it? Well, I just didn't have to do anything, and
and you got paid.
And how'd you, well, why aren't you doing it anymore? And then, you know, I got to hear the life story, as it were, and basically she had so much time doing the citrus canker checking job that she had developed a crack cocaine habit.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, like, apparently, that not having enough work to do, she developed a crack cocaine habit.
Wow.
And, you know...
Yeah, that's what you need.
Couldn't show up at work.
Well, yeah, but that's, I mean, imagine that. You've got a cracked-out government bureaucrat driving around a truck... And you want a crackhead to inspect your oranges? This is what happens when you let the government take care of taking care of you.
Well, this orange thing brings up a question. Now, canker spreads from tree to tree, and it's basically airborne. How are you going to stop citrus canker from wiping out all the orange trees in Florida if you don't mandate that orange trees that have canker get destroyed?
Look, dude. The citrus companies do not want their crops to be wiped out.
But it's not the citrus companies that have the problem. The canker isn't being spread by the citrus companies.
It's by the people in the backyards.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Backyard orange trees are really the problem.
The free market will come up with a solution.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will. They'll come up with the antidote to citrus canker or whatever.
Okay.
The mother of invention is necessity, man. Which, if there's a citrus canker epidemic, somebody is going to come up with some sort of chemical or something, you know, crazy, something revolutionary to fix the problem. More coming up on government protecting you. Manwich the Nanny. This is Free Talk Live.
Perhaps citrus companies could pay people for their trees.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
I'm Bobby Lycus with today's Car Clinic Minute. You're being watched. Your every move is being recorded. FBI? CIA? IRS? Nope. These spies are short, love Barney, and only sometimes fasten their seatbelts. Any guesses? When I come back, I'll tell you. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark. Your mom was right. Monkey see, monkey do. Research confirms that when drivers, that's you, buckle their seatbelts, kids are more likely to follow suit. 94% more likely. Here's the so what. Collisions are the leading cause of children's death in the U.S. And 6 of every 10 kids that die in a crash are not buckled up. And that's not counting the thousands more that are injured. Come on, parents, buckle up. It's cheap insurance for precious lives, yours and your children's. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described on the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. In fact, we go even farther back than that now, going all the way back to March 1st. Totally free at freetalklive.com. So we're talking about Manwich. And apparently Manwich, every night when he comes home from the show, lights up a cigar and does a little bit of thinking. Thinks about his life, and thinks about libertarianism and what he's gotten himself into here on Free Talk Live. Now and then he thinks up some scenarios, and it frightens little Manwich, and eventually he turns into a blubbering little mass of fear.
What have I done? I'm spreading these ideas that will result in anarchy and chaos and no building codes. What will we do without building codes?
Well, here we are. We're finding out. We're thinking outside of the box. And by the way, we're talking about, actually, we got onto citrus canker and how these regulations are, if you find that there's a tree, for instance, in your backyard that has citrus canker on it, they'll totally wipe it out. The government will come wipe it out and then wipe out every other citrus tree in a 1,600-mile radius. And I'm not exaggerating.
No, any citrus tree that's in the immediate vicinity, if your neighbor, I don't know, a mile away, that might be an exaggeration. Your neighbor a certain distance away has citrus canker on his tree.
No, it's more than it's several, like hundreds of miles from what I've read.
It's not hundreds. It can't be hundreds.
I thought that's what I read. Anyway, it's
like 100 miles from here to Orlando.
Anyway, so yeah, okay. So you finally thought outside of the box on this, and this is kind of the thing we're trying to encourage from you, man, which that you thought, well, wait a minute, how could the free market solve this citrus canker problem? Well, you thought, well, if Tropicana, a major citrus distributor, a juice distributor.
I think they're owned by Pepsi.
Are they really? You're probably right. Well, they didn't used to be. Anyway, they came across the information, and maybe they just do inspections.
They used to be owned by Carl Rossi, but they've gone through a lot of hands.
They would come up to your house, and just maybe Tropicana would do inspections and say, "Hello, sir, we're here to inspect your citrus tree." And you'd say, "What?
Who the hell are you?"
"Well, we're from Tropicana.
Get off my lawn. I'm a libertarian. I'm going to shoot you."
"And we're here to offer you some free orange juice. Here's a free coupon or $5, your choice. We just wanted to inspect your citrus tree." And they check it out.
"Oh, coupon?"
I mean, who's going to say no to that? They check it out.
It is Tropicana.
They find out that you got canker, sir. Your citrus tree has canker. This tree is threatening the existence of all the surrounding trees in the area. We're prepared to offer you cash reward if you let us take this tree and quarantine it. That's great. It was a great solution. That was all your idea, Manwich.
Now, I would say, I don't know what what people would bargain for their... See, the thing is if you've got this diseased tree,
right,
you have this a cash cow.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, really? I've got a diseased tree? Well, it'll cost you about $10,000 to get this tree. The thing is I would happily... $100 for the 3 citrus trees in my backyard would give me $100 more than I've had, and I think I've gone and made orange juice one time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I just let the oranges hit the ground, right, and I run them over the lawnmower.
Yeah.
It does give me a nice citrus smell when I mow the lawn, but other than that, they don't do much good.
It was one idea, as to how the free market could solve it, and you're just one person. Now, if you let that, now the free market is millions of people working to solve problems together, so there's no doubt the free market would take care of that. And in regards to building codes, I found something very interesting online.
Not to mention homeowners associations would probably put a clause in there that
homeowners
if you, in fact, had citrus canker in one of your citrus trees at home that you had
that
to...
That could protect you.
You had
homeowners
to destroy
associations
it.
Would also protect you on the home buying process as well. Also, insurance companies and the mortgage company would also protect you by making demands of you. I mean, if you want our insurance company to cover you, you better buy from this person or this person.
Mm-hmm.
If you want our mortgage, you better buy from so-and-so and so-and-so. So here's something called building code tyranny. Clearly, the main objective... Oh, and by the way, Johnson just suggested the same thing I suggested during the break, that they'd probably just replace your tree.
Yeah.
And actually, that'd probably be great, because from what I know about citrus trees, you have to go through several generations of tweaking to actually get citrus that doesn't taste sour. Like citrus that doesn't totally
grafting.
Taste like lemon.
They graft it.
Right. Right. So you get like a really nice tree.
I've got pretty good trees. The trees that they sell in nurseries are good. The
yeah.
problem is that the citrus trees that you generally see in backyards are under-fertilized and old.
I see. Anyway, here you go. Back to building codes. I went and did a little bit of searching on Google. Clearly, the main objective, this is from a site that I've never heard of called libertocracy.com. Clearly, the main objective for building codes is not primarily to protect the safety of the neighborhood, because this robs people of the ability to control their property and that of the neighborhood. The safety standards have to be judged by the people who live close together, not by some regulatory agency motivated by the insurance lobby or control freak politicians. The purpose of many building codes are actually to seize control of people's property and make it public property so they can regulate it and force people to buy unnecessary products. That's a major issue, and he explores it a bit here. Many of these codes have actually been put into place by the construction industry and manufacturers to use threats and extortion to force customers to buy products they don't want to keep up with constantly changing manufacturing standards. This power also gives bureaucrats the authority to regulate other activities on and in private homes and businesses. Because the reason for many codes is to force people to buy materials they don't want, this violates the law of marginal utility and economics, not to mention private property rights. In a free market, people will only buy what they actually need, up to the point where marginal utility gained from buying any more of something is less than the value of the money spent on it. Forcing consumers to buy products that they don't need or want takes opportunity costs to use their money on improving other areas of their home, such as aesthetics, comfort, or security. James Bovard said, quote, local governments here, and I think he means in Florida, yeah, Florida, here invoked zoning codes to require builders of apartment buildings to install whirlpool tubs and special electric ranges. Gee, what two businesses do you think were behind those requirements?
Probably the Whirlpool Club, the Whirlpool Tub manufacturer and the electric range.
Now you're getting it. And in one case, the regulations actually specified the brand name to be installed.
Jeez.
Can you believe that? Coral Gables, Florida extorts from residents $35 to get a permit to paint a room in their own house.
Well, now, in the Coral Gables and Longboat Key and those kind of communities in Florida, if you want to live there, you deserve that crap.
But inside the house, I mean, that's even more egregious.
It's the truth. You have to get a permit to recarpet on Longboat Key.
Crazy. Local building inspectors patrol the streets looking for painting trucks. And by the way, Longboat Key is an island. It's very exclusive, very rich. Make sure that's clear. Local building inspectors patrol the streets looking for painting trucks parked at homes that have not paid the permit fee. This is just a racket by the political mob, construction, and insurance companies to force people at the point of a gun to buy products that they wouldn't otherwise choose to buy and are unnecessary. The socialists condemn private greed, but embrace political greed for power and money. In such a system, if a business can't sell its products in the free market, it can use political violence to force people to buy them. I guess that's the result of mob influences in construction. Building codes force people to have to hire union labor, therefore driving up costs. The following appeared on a home improvement website. Warning! Doing work without a permit is not only illegal, but may also invalidate your homeowner's insurance. Where building is regulated by code, any framing project will require a permit. Codes regulate, among other things, the following ceiling heights. The height of dropped interior soffits, the size of door openings, the width of hallways, constructions of stairways, maximum percentage of a wall that can be glass, The idea that people have to submit plans to repair or fix up their own property is to some overlord impersonating a government is absolutely intolerable. This is your show. Do you work in the building industry? Have you ever worked construction? Are you a construction bureaucrat? Can you justify building codes? This is Free Talk Live. Take control, 800-259-9231.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Dozens of ladies listen to Free Talk Live have sent their pictures in to us very kindly. Some of them have taken very specific photos of them holding a sign that proves they listen to Free Talk Live. Those are our validated Shriners. You can check them out at freetalklive.com. If you want to be a part of the Shrine, ladies, just email us your picture, validated or not, at ftl@freetalklive.com, and you could be our newest Shriner. We've been a little slow. It's kind of rain when it rains, it pours when it comes to Shriners. We tend to get a bunch of them within a like a week or 2 week period, and then they go dry for a little while, and then they come back. It's like that in retail. You get one customer walk through the door, and then 10 more follow, and then it'll be dry for 2 hours.
They're like grapes. They come in little bunches.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. Talking about building inspections, permits, codes, regulations, and how it's supposed to protect you. But in reality, all it does is protect industry. It protects the established businesses, the manufacturing companies that supply materials to job sites. It protects insurance companies and that sort of thing. And one thing you always have to remember about bureaucrats is they're not there to protect you, man. Which they're just there to enrich themselves. They're there to be parasites. That's all they're good for, is to just suck your wealth dry. They're just there to just nickel and dime you with fees and permits, and it's just, they do nothing but put a burden on whatever it is that you're doing, especially when it comes to your home. We're reading this from libertocracy.com, and it's talking about the building codes and what they're really about. Politically imposed ordinances that force people to keep their property fixed up or their lots mowed is involuntary servitude.
It is involuntary servitude, but if you're right next door to somebody who's got a, it looks like they're growing a small forest over there.
Well, in that case, you could just simply require a particular maintenance of property, and that can be included in the deed restrictions or other voluntary
neighborhood agreements. That's all well and good, but the fact is, we don't live in a libertarian world, you know?
There are deed restrictions today. What are you talking about? If you live in a deed-restricted neighborhood and you let your grass grow, you're going to be in trouble.
I bought into a community. As a matter of fact, no, let me make this clear.
Uh-huh.
My grandmother had a house that she bought in 1972.
Okay.
And my mom had the house, and then I had the house. So the house was in my family for 30 years at the point that I got it.
Got it.
Somebody moved into the house, bought it from the guy who died, and moved in and basically set up a junkyard, I don't know, used car lot.
In a deed-restricted neighborhood?
No. It wasn't a deed-restricted neighborhood.
Well, so what?
So what? I'm supposed to just... what I'm saying is the deed restrictions didn't exist. I mean, you can't just say, oh, the world's suddenly libertarian. All these communities have deed restrictions. These houses that exist that have value, those neighborhoods don't have deed restrictions.
So?
You can't put deed restrictions on them.
I know that. So I'm just not going to shed any tears for people. If that's important to you, if what your neighbors do is important to you, then you should be someone who's living in a deed-restricted neighborhood.
What I'm telling you is it affects your property value.
I'm willing to take that risk, and you claim that, Manwich, but when you should know better, because you read that Houston article here on Free Talk Live,
but it really does affect your property
which
value.
Which explained that in the neighborhoods that are unzoned, where that kind of stuff can happen, the rate of, as far as the income, increase of property values were going up at a higher clip than the deed-restricted neighborhoods were. What do you have to say to that?
All I can tell you is that when your neighbor is running a junkyard, it ain't going to be good for your property value.
Oh, boo-hoo. Well, that's the risk you take for freedom, man, which is the risk you take to be able to control your property. If that's not what you want, go move somewhere else.
I did.
Okay,
problem
solved.
I paid the guy $100 to clean up his damn
problem solved.
His
free
driveway.
Free market solution.
And then somebody...
You didn't call the government.
No,
that's,
I did not
that's call good. Building codes force political inspection officials onto private property. We saw a case a little while back about a guy who was hanging a motorcycle from his tree in his yard.
Uh-huh.
And he lived on a very wooded lot. He lived far away from others.
Right.
And he had a tree, and a motorcycle hanging.
It was
a
motorcycle engine, wasn't it?
I think it was actually the cycle itself, and it was missing an engine, actually.
Okay.
Or no, he was thinking of taking the engine out so it wouldn't qualify as a vehicle, so he could leave it in the tree.
Yeah.
Anyway, some building inspector, somebody must have ratted him out, because he found out that a building inspector had trespassed on his property, which it's not a trespass because they own the property. But that's another problem with giving the government control over property allows them to be on it any old time they please, and that's certainly a Fourth Amendment issue, if you ask me.
I have to say that's true. It is a Fourth Amendment issue.
So these building officials go onto your private property without a warrant, and they judge people to be guilty, irresponsible, and even incompetent without proof. Building codes also enforce involuntary servitude, whereby owners of their own property are forced to buy products that they don't want and to perform jobs they otherwise wouldn't do, and it forces them to get inspections done without anyone proving that the property owner is guilty of anything that infringes on anyone else's rights. It's also a racket to force people to pay the inspectors. Usually there are several different inspectors that show up to extort money from the homeowning suckers. In a free market system, inspection may be required by the insurance company, and of course, as we suggested, maybe the mortgage company as well. And of course, if the company is wasteful in having too many different inspectors, then the customer can change companies. Among the inspectors required today in most home building processes, you have the building inspector, who issues new building permits for new construction, additions, demolition, fences, roofing, siding, signs, swimming pools, and remodeling. Electrical inspector, who does electrical permits. Heating inspector, plumbing inspector, zoning enforcement officers. One municipal website declared, quote, a permit must be obtained from the building official before construction of any fence begins. The idea of requiring permits to build a fence on your own property robs people of their right to privacy.
And their good sense.
For tyranny to be completely effective, they have to be able to deny people privacy in order to invade that privacy. Simply building a porch will likely require a local building permit. This usually involves submitting a sketch and drawing and construction details of your plan, which that costs money, by the way.
Sure does.
That props up the drawing companies in town. Getting that plan approved and then paying an extortion fee for processing and inspections. The number of inspections may vary, but the point is there's going to be at least a few of them. And they all cost you money. This is Free Talk Live, and they give you no value in return. Take control.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor-recommended, safe, effective, affordable cholesterol control, available now at major wholesale clubs everywhere, without a prescription. Here's Dr. Sherry Rainwater, MD.
I recommend Quell to my patients because it's been shown to be effective and safe in reducing cholesterol.
Quell is an easy way to improve your cholesterol profile without serious side effects in as little as 6 months, guaranteed. And Quell is safe for diabetics, gluten-free, and safe to take with prescriptions. Here's Cheryl G. in California.
Quell lowered my cholesterol significantly in 30 days, something I couldn't do with diet and exercise in 2 to 3 years.
Gentle, fast-acting Liquid Quell is available at major wholesale clubs nationwide and online at QuellDirect.com. Quell your cholesterol today, risk-free and guaranteed. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Quell is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Individual results may vary.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to receive a free booklet. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about the products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269 or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free. You better do it now, though, because we're only here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. So only moments remain. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. You can check out the live streaming. We've got the bulletin board system. We got archives all on the house at freetalklive.com. Oh, and don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, if you're, for instance, tired of zoning regulations and codes and things like that, and you're concerned with freedom, you definitely need to check them out. Call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. Again, that's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So, I think we've determined for tonight that zoning regulations and code are not what they're cracked up to be.
Yeah, you're right. I guess I just had a moment of worry.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, what else is going on in the world, man?
I've got the funniest article I've seen all week. This, okay. It's just, it amuses the heck out of me, and it's kind of interesting because, I'll read it to you.
All right.
We'll see. A Spartanburg County woman says she witnessed her neighbor doing The unthinkable.
Hmm.
Corey Michael Williams.
Was he putting up a fence without a permit?
No. It was something far, far worse. Okay. Corey Michael Williamson's neighbor told sheriff deputies that she saw the teen having sexual contact with her six-month-old dog over the weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's awful. Now, have you noticed that... Anyway. Williamson, 17, is now in the Spartanburg County Detention Center under the charge of buggery. Like, let's not even go into what the hell Williamson was thinking about. But have you noticed here this?
I don't know.
This kid.
My left and right hand were fine when I was 17, you know? I don't understand
it. This kid, his whole name's in this. He's 17 years old, but they said Corey Michael Williamson.
That's a little
unusual. Not to mention that, they've got the most horrendous picture of this child. His hair, like, stuck out, you know, all over the place. He's got one of those, you know, kind of low-class white kid mustaches going on. If you're 17 out there and you're growing like some little
half little
mustache, thing, shave it off. Everybody thinks it looks stupid. It's disgusting. Please.
Well, apparently his partner didn't care.
No. It says that last year Williamson was charged with criminal sexual contact against a 4-year-old girl and a 13-year-old girl. The solicitor's office said Wednesday morning that it has petitioned a circuit court judge to revoke the bond for Williamson. The hearing is scheduled for next Friday. You know, I hope he doesn't ever get out of jail, quite honestly. But if he does, he needs to move right away. and you, if you want to see a picture of this
kid... Is the dog okay? That's what I want to know.
It does not report...
I mean, 6 months old, that's... I mean...
It's a puppy.
What does it say the breed of the dog?
It does not.
Okay. I mean, in 6 months, it should be semi-close to full grown, but then again, we don't know if it was a poodle or a chihuahua or
Great Dane.
For a full size dog.
If it was a Rottweiler, it probably would have been.
Was it a girl dog?
I don't know. It says buggery. That draws a certain thing up in my mind. It may. Right. I don't know. Like, I don't know what the hell it means.
Right?
But if you want to read this article for yourself, it's on bbs.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
I've got it under dog buggery.
Be disturbed. Be very disturbed.
This picture is so funny.
I can't see the picture, so I'll just take your word for it. But you can see it at freetalklive.com, so there you go. Dog buggery. Should it be legal?
I think that people that do this to animals should go to prison.
How long do you think they should go to prison for?
In Corey's case, I don't think he should get out. Not until he's much older.
Really?
Much, much older, like 50.
Gotcha. 800 to... Well,
but he touched a 13-year-old girl and a 4-year-old girl, too.
Really?
Inappropriate. Were you not
listening?
I missed
that part. No, I was playing dog noises.
You jerk.
All right, we're going to be back tomorrow night for the Friday night edition with Torgo, and we'll, of course, see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And, of course, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Be here.
If you're tired...